This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1695. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. This edition recorded November 14th. Alaska, Belarus, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, East Turkestan, Ecuador, Equatorial Guinea, Europe, Greece, Guam, India, Indonesia, Ireland, Juan Fernandez, Kyrgyzstan, Micronesia, Myanmar, Netherlands, New Zealand, Nigeria, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Philippines, Rwanda, Slovakia, Spain, Ukraine, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. In the ABDX group, Martin Fultz in Southern California reports hearing the National Weather Service in Kodiak, Alaska on 4125 USB, both November 8th and 9th UT at 0300, with marine weather mentioning winds in knots, waves in feet, and small craft advisories, a fair to good signal. The call sign is KWL38. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria provides the B-13 schedule of Radio Belarus in Minsk, including their external service, which has some English. The frequencies are 6155, 125 kilowatts at 252 degrees, and 11730, 100 kilowatts at 246 degrees. The broadcast is from 20 to 22 UT, except 20 minutes of Spanish is carved out during the first part of it, starting at 20 UT until 2020, only on Saturdays, Sundays, Mondays, and Thursdays. Unfortunately, there is co-channel interference during the first hour from 20 to 21 by China Radio International in Russian. There's been a great deal of discussion on the Rádio Escutas list in Brazil about AM stations being authorized to migrate to FM. This has been in the works for some time, and Arnaldo Slayen also mentions it in the Condish list over in Argentina. In fact, the president of Brazil signed a decree on November 7th authorizing AM stations to migrate to FM to increase their audio quality. This is similar to something which is already underway in Mexico. And those of us who know a bit about broadcasting and listening to broadcasters have our doubts that it's the right thing to do or that it's being sold in the proper manner. Radio World carried an article before this was finally approved, which Kevin Redding forwards to the ABDX list. That's in English, so we can summarize a bit more about it. In cities where the FM spectrum cannot accommodate new channels, it'll be necessary to extend the spectrum using television channels 5 and 6. There are about 1,800 AM stations in Brazil. Brazil sought to settle the AM migration issue before deciding on a digital radio standard, or standards for shortwave, AM, and FM. It follows partially in the footsteps of Mexico, which approved a voluntary AM migration plan this year. Approximately 540 AMs in Mexico planned to migrate to FM. What's with CFRX Toronto still missing from 6070 after more than 2 months? Synoptikos forwards a posting, I suppose on Facebook, from Steve Canny of the Ontario DX Association. I was at the CFRB transmitter site, and the CFRX transmitter was sitting on a desk, looking like it was waiting for an engineer to put in the new components to get it back up and running again. Let's hope they get to the site soon, so it can make listening on 6070 interesting indeed, especially at night. However, meanwhile, Radio Havana, Cuba has taken over 6070 for 6 hours in the evening. More about that in a moment. Use it or lose it, I say, so CFRX has lost access to that frequency, even if they turn their transmitter back on, as Radio Havana will totally wipe it out with its much stronger signal. On November 12th, Harold Sellers replied, Steve Canny has also heard Cuba on the frequency. He says the CFRX transmitter is still on the bench and the engineer was vague as to when they would get it fixed. However, he could tell that some work had been done on it. I guess it's a case of low priority. More than 2 weeks after the B-13 season officially began, and more than 1 week after daylight shifting time ended in areas under Yankee influence, Radio Havana Cuba characteristically began adjusting its frequencies, having refused to cooperate with most other countries in advance planning at HFCC. I was monitoring closely on November 11th when the changes were going into effect. The European frequency in the A season 17720 is gone, replaced by 13680. That's at 1930 to 21 UT for the Sesquiarian French, Portuguese, and Arabic. And it should come back on an hour later at 22 for 2 hours in Spanish. However, on that day, it did not. It came up on 13860 instead by mistake. Almost every day, there's at least one totally wrong frequency that Radio Havana Cuba engineers put on the air. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, a major change in the evening for the Spanish service is 6070, which replaces 6100, although I don't know why. There was nothing wrong with the previous frequency. And now it occupies the spot that CFRX Toronto has temporarily vacated. Cuba's on the air from midnight until 06 UT, right next to another Spanish frequency, 6060. In the SWL list at QTH.net, Ray W5XE reported hearing an UNID Spanish broadcast above the 10-meter band on 29130. As Dan points out, that fits for the third harmonic of Cuba from 9710, which is on the air from 22 to midnight. Ron Howard in California laments that PBS Xinjiang Kazakh service from East Turkestan has returned to 4850, as first heard November 12th from 1245 through 14 UT. He's upset because that's blocking All India Radio in Kohima, India on 4850, which reactivates periodically for special events and expected to come back December 1st to 10th. For the Hornbill Festival. In the Ontario DX Association, Mark Cody reports Radio Quito, Ecuador on 4920. A poor signal November 5th at 11:45 in Spanish, mentioning Jesus Christ, until 11:50. And they also mention Quito. In case you're not aware, this station is mostly inactive, but occasionally turns on the shortwave transmitter for a day or two. Unfortunately, we didn't find out about it until more than a week later, and that was November 5th. I checked one evening, and it was not on. And previously, it's been considerably off frequency, slightly below 4919. Lacking a definite ID, that would help to firm this up. Ron Howard in California and Bill Bingham in South Africa report that the 15190 transmitter of Radio Africa Equatorial Guinea was having severe problems with bad modulation, open carrier, or off the air completely, November 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. But they were back in business on November 11th, says Ron, heard at 1514 to 1548. And I also heard them later that day at 2020. Still rather undermodulated. But you'd better hear this while you can, as it looks like it's going to be closing down. As Kai Ludwig points out, among the WYFR frequencies to become WRMI in December is 15190 at that same time in the African evening. It's the 87-degree African beam from Okeechobee at 20 to 23 UT. And Jeff White says his client will be Pan American Broadcasting, the same organization which has been using that frequency from Equatorial Guinea. And it's also scheduled for 14 to 20 UT on 21525. Radio Waves International, a pirate with an address in France, carried out some 30th anniversary broadcasts, according to their website, on November 9th, 10th, and 11th, via Ubroka, which means the Latvian shortwave site, which closed down several years ago. They must have confused it with Lithuania, where the site is called Sitkunai, and that was later corrected, as a matter of fact, on their website. Frequencies used were 11700, 5990 and 7210 at different hours. They have some more broadcasts scheduled using their own 25-watt transmitter, presumably in France on 11401 and or the 48 or 41-meter bands. But some more high-power broadcasts are also scheduled from yet other sites. On November 23rd, at 13 to 14 UT from 6140 via France, November 24th at midnight to 01 on 7300 via Germany, and on the 24th at 13:30 to 14:30 on 17540 via Germany, all listed as 100 kilowatts. We have numerous press reports about the situation in Greece, including this one from Euronews.com, November 7th via Mike Terry. Riot police launch early morning raid on occupied Greek broadcaster. They raided the headquarters of ERT, which was officially closed by the government in June. It began around 4 a.m. local time. Six riot police vans stationed themselves outside the entrance. Social media accounts claim the sacked employees, who have continued to operate via internet and satellite, were given a matter of minutes to vacate the building. The headquarters have been the site of numerous protests, not just against the shutdown of the broadcast company, but also against the government and its austerity policies. Read much more about this in the new DX Listening Digest, number 13-46, via worldofradio.org. Nevertheless, the shortwave transmitters at another location, Avlis, have continued on the air more or less. But apparently, the programming we hear on them now is originating from Thessaloniki instead of Athens, according to Zacharias Liangas. And they're even following some of the previous scheduling. For example, on Sunday morning, November 10th, on 9420, I was again hearing their traditional Byzantine chant, Sunday morning religious service. I've had further correspondence with American Forces Network headquarters in Los Angeles regarding the missing USB transmissions from Guam on 5765 and 13363. While investigating the technical reasons for the program feed not being decoded for transmission, the question arose whether there should be any such emissions, since Guam is, after all, U.S. territory, and AFN must not compete with local stations. I tried to point out that HF is not intended nor suitable for local reception, and that Guam is merely a convenient base for reaching ships at sea and other remote outposts, but the impetus seems to be to let it stay off the air. I continue to monitor All India Radio almost every night around 01 UT on 11985, comparing it to 11740, both of which are supposed to carry the Sinhala language service from midnight 45 to 0115. But you never know what they'll do from one night to the next. On November 12th at midnight 58, there it was again, that mysterious multi-note interval signal from the Kampur site, but I didn't have my recorder handy. It was still going past 0105. It's about 36 or 37 notes on a keyboard, but I wonder what it's signifying. Apparently not the Sindhi language service, which should have started at 0100, as scheduled on other frequencies. On November 12th, I heard from Joe's Jacob in India. Yes, lots of mysterious things or feeds are observed on 11985, especially during that half hour. All India Radio is now using new satellite feeds, which are yet to stabilize. Lots of wrong feeds have been observed lately. And Joe points out that his own site has been updated based upon his monitoring. Not too many changes since the 813 season, but you can find the All India Radio external and domestic service schedules in different formats at qsl.net/vu2jos. Meanwhile, All India Radio itself had still not put up its own new B13 schedules, nor do they participate in HFCC. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1695. Our thanks this week for financial support from Anonymous in Quebec, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. funds to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Hearing the Voice of Indonesia English Hour at 13 UT is a lost cause here in Central North America. When it's on the air, the signal is far too weak on 9526 against the China radio war interference on 9530. However, further east, people are hearing another English transmission at 19 UT. Mark Carlson says, "We're getting a rare treat here in New England. It shows up daily on 9526, English news and commentary at 1900, a nice, clear, and fat signal, the way shortwave used to be." This is also reported by Chris Lobdell in Massachusetts in the NASA flash sheet on November 10th. During the entire hour, many IDs, frequencies, news, features, much improved by 1930, mailbag and musical request show. They played two songs by a female pop star and went into Fritsch at 2001. He says, "Indonesia is a rarity up here in Massachusetts. This was the best I've ever heard them." Regarding those church services from Ireland, both Republic and Northern, heard on FM on the 27 megahertz band, including one heard last week in Florida, the expert on this subject, Patrick Robich in Austria, says the frequency 27631 may not have been the one we mentioned, because there are five churches identified on that frequency and at least two others unidentified. And Patrick provides an updated frequency list of Irish churches, which are known as WPAS, abbreviation for this type of service. You may be able to find it under www.udxf.nl or the complete link in DX Listening Digest. Several ham radio DX expeditions are underway to exotic spots. I ran across one from Juan Fernandez Island off Chile, also known as Robinson Crusoe. The call sign is XR0ZR. I heard it November 10th at 2041 on 21265 and on November 11th at 2055 on 21270. They try to keep the pileups a few kilohertz higher. This one is supposed to remain active on all bands through November 20th. Transworld Radio has been bragging about a new 500 kilowatt transmitter it's put on the air in Central Asia to bring the gospel to that region, but without bothering to mention the frequency or the country. Now Kai Ludwig translates some comments from Martin Elba in Germany on ADX. "It's in Kyrgyzstan to nicely ignite the Islamic countries such as Iran, Afghanistan, and Pakistan, putting petrol into the fire. It's no longer 150 kilowatts, but certainly the new 500 kilowatt facility on 1287 kilohertz. He says, "I think I heard after the unmistakable TWR interval signal an ID that went like radio diamond. I used to be able to hear the carrier from Micronesia cutting off a few minutes before 1200 UT on 4755 plus, but not lately. 60 meter propagation from Asia and the Pacific has been very poor lately. I was wondering if the cross is still on the air." Koji Hashimoto in Japan did hear it November 10th, much earlier, at 0740 to 0803 UT, measured on 4755.54. Ron Howard in California reports Tazin Radio in Myanmar on 6165, November 6th at 1435 with news in English, but it was poor underneath CNR6 from China. He says, "I very much miss their former clear reception when they were on 7110. Keith Barone sends an update on Jerry Cowan. "Info I got 2 years ago was inaccurate. I managed to contact him a few days ago, and he is doing fine and enjoying retirement on the west coast of Canada. His health is fine." Steve Luce in Texas replies, one of the finest voices that ever bounced off the ionosphere. Hard to believe it's been around 30 years since we last heard him on Radio Netherlands. Ken Murphy in West Virginia enjoys hearing the eclectic music mix Radio New Zealand International provides after the news at 10 UT on 9765. Blues, jazz, rock, recorded concerts, or documentary-type programmings about various artists and groups. It's well worth checking out. However, it doesn't appear on the RNZI schedule. Instead, they're supposedly running a late-edition news magazine during that hour. Actually, they're defaulting to the RNZ national schedule. If you look that up on the web, you'll find a different program every night of the week, such as full-time blues radio on Monday, highlights from the WOMAD Festival on Tuesday, jazz time on Wednesday, music mix on Thursday, and a couple of Beatle documentaries, but they're now over, on Friday and Saturday. Last week I mentioned that the Voice of America chose 9690 to broadcast in Hausa to Nigeria, despite the fact that Nigeria itself already uses that frequency in Hausa at the same time around 21 UT. That was November 4th when I heard them colliding, but by November 8th, VOA was gone, and I've yet to find a replacement, if any. Ron Howard in California reports on NBC New Ireland, Papua New Guinea, 3905. It signed off November 6th at 14:04. There was ham interference, and one mentioned there was music on the frequency and asked if he should join in the singing. It went off with the usual children singing an anthem. It was also heard on November 7th before 1400 and on November 8th until sign off at 14:02 after Pigeon Talk playing pop and CW songs in English. He says it's nice to find this is not on an automated shutdown system. The sign-off time does vary, and they always go off after the anthem is sung by children, so it must be done manually. In Shortwave Bulletin, Thomas Nielsen in Sweden reports that Radio Vision Cristiana in Peru has been reactivated on 4985.5. Heard November 9th at 0100, very weak audio, but it was better November 9th at 2240 when there was enough audio to compare it with a web stream at www.radiovozcristianaperu.com. It appears that all the Philippine shortwave sites survived the typhoon there in Luzon, further north than where it hit the worst. We're still hearing Radio Veritas Asia, the VOA transmissions, and FEBC, as well as Radio Pilipinas, the official station. Ron Howard says, on November 8th, I was expecting special coverage of Super Typhoon Haiyan from Radio Pilipinas, listening from 1831 until sign-off at 1930, but nothing special was noted. It sounded rather ordinary. Perhaps it was pre-recorded on 9825, 11890, and 15190. Try their other broadcast at 0200 on 15285 and 17820. But Georgie Freitas in Brazil was listening to 17700 around 0230 November 9th, and it was still regular programming in English. However, Tony Ashar in Western Indonesia tuned in a bit earlier on that same date, the first 20 minutes at 0200 UT on 17820 and 17700 were poor but steadier than 15640, which was strong up until 0215. He heard an ID and a choir singing We Were United Anywhere in the World, 7,500 Islands, One in Heart, PBS, and then a speech on behalf of President Aquino wishing all the best to Filipino workers around the world. Ron Howard has been listening to Radio Rwanda by Long Path on 6055 at 15 UT when they have news headlines in four languages, but not always in the same order. That's heard November 6th and 10th. The languages he detected were Kinyarwanda, French, English, and Swahili. WRN tell me that they are testing DRM-AM simulcasts November 14th, 15th, and 16th at 1830 to 19 UT for Radio Slovakia in German on 5810 DRM and 5820 AM. For several days, Radio Exterior de España has been running an announcement at 1355 UT on its 13-meter frequencies that one of them is moving from 21630 to 21640. But as of November 14th, it still hasn't moved and is still colliding with BBC House of the Ascension at 1400. And another one is still colliding with Kuwait on 21540. Radio Ukraine International is still on shortwave thanks to a relay by the 20-kilowatt transmitter in Kall, Germany, heard by Giampiero Bernardini in Italy, Pladiex. It's on 3985 in German, heard November 6th at 2115 with many IDs and songs. Perhaps they've been this way for a while, but I just noticed November 11th that the editorials just before the top of the hour on certain VOA transmissions are no longer identified as reflecting the views of the U.S. government. Instead, they say, reflecting American ideals and institutions. Well, that makes them a lot less threatening, doesn't it? Such as November 11th at 0157 on 9790 about Veterans Day. Remember some of our new times and or frequencies for World of Radio. On WTWW Thursdays at 2201 on 9475. UT Sundays at midnight 30 on 5085. And Sundays 0501 on 5830. On WWRB, UT Fridays around 0430 on 3195. Also check 5050 upper sideband, where we heard WWRB testing sometimes earlier in the evening. On Area 51 via WBCQ, UT Saturdays around 0300 on 5110. I asked Jeff White about possibly resuming relays of Radio Taiwan International once WRMI takes over the WIFR transmitters. He says we've had positive conversations with RTI, but nothing definite yet. Other similar international broadcasters have shown interest as well. We'll have to wait and see. The similar ones I suggested were KBS World Radio and NHK Radio Japan. And Jeff sent his tentative full schedule for using all those transmitters starting sometime in December. RMI programming will remain only on 9955, but using two different transmitters and resuming the broadcast at 315 degrees, apparently only from 14 to 15 UT. We thought a lot of those transmitter hours would again be family radio, but apparently only two will be, both in Spanish in parallel, 23 to midnight UT on 13695 and 9495. I already mentioned the plans for Radio Africa instead of Equatorial Guinea, but using up most of the time, there are many other blocks which will initially be carrying the Overcomer Ministry up to four frequencies at once on a total of nine different frequencies, adding up to exactly 48 frequency hours per day. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices mostly 5 and 2 until a peak to 12 and 4 on December 6th. Solar flux peaking at 155 November 18th and 19th and dropping no lower than 130 on the 26th and 27th. And that's World of Radio, number 1695. Glenn Hauser hoping you found it informative and will make a point of hearing me again next week.